Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Ashley Butler, the owner of Bob's Carpet and Flooring. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to catch up. I noticed on social media the other day that you've opened another store. I think that's 17 stores for you now, isn't it?
It is. It's 17. We added that to the family.
All right. Let's give a little background. You run a family-owned business, the chain of independent flooring stores based on the west coast of Florida, and you're a member of the NFA. Let's start with how's business.
Business is actually pretty good for us. This has been one summer where we can look back and smile on. In the past, pre-COVID, the summers were the slowest season for us. And then obviously we had a little bit of a big summer bump during COVID because nobody was traveling, nobody was going anywhere. But due to the storms and the impact from last year, that has carried over to this year. So business is actually pretty steady right now. Always could be better, but this year I'm not complaining.
Well, let me point out one thing I'm noticing by following you on social media. Not only are you the owner, but you're also the spokesperson for the store. And you're using a mix of digital and traditional, right?
Yep. We are still 90% traditional advertising everywhere you go. But I do all the commercials and all the print ads that go out here locally. And now that you've seen that transform over to social media and all our online platforms, that took a lot of convincing. It was not an easy choice.
You do post some things where you're in production. And it looks like you're doing a great job with this message. Are you getting coaching on that or just a natural for you?
It's probably a combination. I don't take direction too well, Kemp. So when I'm out there, I kind of just do my own thing and it just comes. And I do have people telling me what not to say. But other than that, it's coming from the soul. So when I say something, it's something that I'm passionate about. It's been such a hit in the community. So people are gravitating toward us because we're local. We're female. We've been here and we like to support local businesses. You know, like this morning I went to get my coffee from a local coffee shop down the street instead of going to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. So that's the message. We're more than just floors. We're family. We're friends. We're in the community. Hey, if you like to go to this corner place, we're here too. And then, hey, while we're there, let's talk about redoing your floors. So it's an approach. We're friendly. We're in the community.
I talk to people across the country and the business is still soft. I mean, we're in the third year of a down market in the residential replacement business, and yet you're beating the trend. What do you think the secret is? Your passion?
That could be a little bit of it. I think NFA has a big hand in this. Everything that we get coming from NFA, everything that NFA works so hard for, I take full fledged advantage of that. Even some of our rebates, the rebates that we were supposed to get on the back end, I'll take those and I'll reflect them to the front end for the company. So actually the consumer and the salespeople are feeling it. So we will always have the lowest price no matter what I have to do and how I have to get there.
You want to call out anything that's selling really well right now?
Right now we are selling a lot of the Cali brand Pacifica laminate. We brought that in about a year ago as a stocking item, and it's taken off.
I'm just guessing here, but you know, that's a coastal look, and you're on the west coast of Florida, so that could be a factor. So the 17th store, how did you pick the location?
We lost the store about 4 years ago, and we just had a whole untouched market, so I just waited for the perfect store, and the demographics of this is right where I need to be. So the zip codes are strong. It's in Oldsmar, Florida, literally on the border between Tampa and Clearwater. It's a very good suburb area with a lot of good schools. So everybody that's moving to Florida is moving to this particular area for their schools, for the newer homes, the upgraded homes.
We're going to be together in 2 weeks in Alaska, right?
We are. I'm excited.
Are you going to spend some extra time up there?
I'm going a couple days early and then leaving on the red eye Thursday night.
All right. So there's one other thing I want to talk to you about. I know you're converting your ERP software. We need to devote a whole podcast to that. So let's do that in a couple of weeks. Does that sound good?
Let's do it.
All right, Ashley. Well, thanks for spending time with us and tell us about your new store. Again, I've been talking to Ashley Butler, the owner of Bob's Carpet and Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloridaDaily.net.